Hello from North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is your phrenology report for the week of April 20th, 2024. My name is Jory and I am your phrenologist for this week. As of Monday, April 22nd, Duluth snow season today is over 100 inches behind last year's. This year was 38.7 inches, last year was 139.8 inches. And the norm is 87.6 inches. Why are we bringing up the snow again in April? Well, the snow mix was predicted with rain for Tuesday, April 23rd. On this day at school, we had a quick, short burst of heavy rain during recess, followed by hail around 11:45 a.m. It only lasted for about 20 minutes. A full moon was viewed that evening. It is known that as a pink moon, however, it is not pink in color. It is more of a golden color. The name comes from a pink wildflower native to eastern North America called the Phlox subulata. And there's heavy frost on Wednesday, April 24th. Miss Jackson spotted her first purple finch at her bird feeder on Friday, April 19th. Miss Urban heard a purple finch singing when she got to school on Monday morning, April 22nd. On that same day, she also heard a white-throated sparrow singing in her yard for the first time. On Monday, April 22nd, Miss Felton's class watched a grouse drum on a log in the school forest. On Thursday, April 25th, Miss Urban saw a pair of eastern bluebirds using one of the nesting boxes on the school's property. Tree swallows are also checking out the next nest boxes. On Thursday, April 25th, Mr. Dorr's class saw a yellow-bellied sapsucker poking its head in a newly created cavity on an aspen tree, which it will use as a nest. Miss Rademacher's class found wild strawberry leaves growing in the forest on Tuesday, April 23rd. And Miss Young's class found a round-lobed heapacti flowers, which can be white or purple in color. The Johnson preschoolers found white wintergreen leaves on Tuesday, April 23rd. Students started noticing red maple flowers that had fallen on the school's forest, which happens there when they are done flowering. On Thursday, April 25th, Miss Lounsbury's class found ramps or leaks starting to emerge. Miss Rademacher's class saw a small cricket in the forest on Tuesday, April 23rd. Miss Jackson heard spring peepers for the first time at her house in Knife River on the evening of Monday, April 22nd. On the same day, Miss Urban heard frogs in the pond at school. Earth Day was celebrated on Monday, April 22nd. Earth Day was founded in 1970 by Gaylord Nelson, a Wisconsin senator who was very concerned about the damaging effects of pollution was having on the earth. Earth Day is a great reminder to preserve our planet's natural environment. At our school this month, we have been cleaning up trash around our grounds, weighing our weekly classroom garbage, making posters, and sharing positive quotes on our morning announcements. Our sixth grade has been working on sea change expeditions, learning about the negative effects of single-use plastic, and creating plastic awareness art. Make every day Earth Day. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.